We are on Daf Kufches Amid Beis. Let us just again see the Gemara's Kasha and the Baraisa, from the Baraisa and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. On the top of the Omer it said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Arbo Kaisis Halolu, Tzorech Sheyehei Ben Kedei Meziges Kais Yofet. That the Shir of the four Kaisis, it should be Kedei Meziges Kais Yofet. And later we learned in the Beraisa says, Dalet Kaisis Alolu, Tzar Shebehen Kidei Revius. The Shia of the Dalet Kaisis is Kidei Revius, Echot Chayv, Echot Mozak. So the Gemara asked Akashe, Ktoni Mies Kidei Revius. Here it says Kidei Revius. And you said the Shir is Kais Yofe, Vat Amret Kais Yofe. And for the Gemara, Omri, Idi, Ve'idi, Chad Sheyurahu. That Kais Yofe and Kedei Revius is Chad Sheyurahu. This is the Rashbam's Girsa. You see, in the many, again, the Rashbam held that the Gemara and the Havamin held, since Rabbi Yehuda Meshmur said a different lotion than the Baraisa, why does he have to speak Psozoi Kais Yofe? Why didn't he say Kedei Revius? That's the Shia. So Weiss Gemara held that he means to say that by the Dalet Kaisis is another Shir, a Shir of Kais Yofe. The Gemara answers, Idi Vidi Chad Shiyuru. Now this Mai is a different Girsin, a different Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Mai Kedei Mezigis Kais Yofe, Dekoma Lechol Chad Vachad Dahavale Kulu Revius. Now let us see the Rashbam again to understand the Gemara's Kasha. Ktoni mies kedei revies lechol echot veechot va'at amrit kedei mezigis kais yofe lechol echot veechot. You say the shir is kais yofe. V'sal kedei toch the Gemara da have min held the shnei shiurinei midalaikom ar Shmuel kedei revius keloshen abraisa. Why did Shmuel say a different loshen? So the Gemara held that a kocher is a different shir. Hachi garsinen k'may shekosov besvorim idi ve'idi chad sheyure kedei mezigis kais yofe haino revius. Pirutzohui loimar sheloshen Shmuel veloshen abraisa echodein. They mezigis kais yofe de komar Shmuel. Hainu roiver revius yayin kedei shimisigenu v'yamed al revius kedoma ba'maitzi yayin. That means it's a revius with a meziga of three chalokim of mayim to one part yayin. Kach nire shite be'enai v'ikir. It's a little unclear the way the Rashbam explains the Shaklavitai of the Gemara, so the Gemara and the Havamina held that Al Kochoch Mezigis Kais Yofe is a different Shir because he said a different Loshon. Why didn't he say the Loshon of the Baraisa? That was what motivated the Gemara to ask a Kasha. The Gemara answers it's the same Shir. So why did he say a different Loshon? I mean, the Gemara does not speak about Altatzich Gidreit because of this Ha'ore. Why did Shmuel say a different Loshon of the Baraisa? So the Gemara, since he said a different Loshon, Akochach, it's a different Shia. The Gemara answers it's the same Shia. So why did Yitzhak say a different Loshon? The Gemara doesn't speak about it. Like everything is very sosom. The Rabbeinu Shloim Epirish Shekach Maksha HaGemara. The Gemara asks, the Kesal, a different Kasha at all. Not that the Gemara held that Kais Yofe is a different Shir than Kedei Revius. The Gemara, no, Kais Yofe is a Revius, Kedei Revius is a Revius. Now what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Kesal Kedaitach de Shmuel Koma Revius Ben Kulam. Omar Rav Yudah Meshmuel Arbo Kaisei Salolu Tzorich Sheyehei Behen Kais Yofe. These four Kaises, what is the content of all four cases put together? Tzor Shehei Bahen in all four cases. Added up together, you add up with a Kais Yofe. So that means that each Kais is a Revius Haluk. Each case is a Reva Revius. Each case is a Reva Revius. And the four cases is a Revius Haluk. So Shmuel is telling us that the Dalit cases have a small share of a Reva Revius. Ubereise koma lechol echot ve'echot. And the Bereise says each case is a Revius. Shmuel says all four cases add up to one Revius. And each case is a Reva Revius. And the Bereise says that each case is a Revius. The Tirit HaGemore, the Shmuel, Nami koma lechol echot ve'echot. No, you didn't understand Pshat and Shmuel. Omer Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Arbo, Kaisis, Alor, Tzarshiei, Bohen, means Tzarshiei, Bechol Echad, Behen means Bechol Echad Mehen. Each Kais needs a Kais Yofet. That's what the Gemara is Mechadish in the Teret. That means Shmuel had said a misleading Lashon. Tzarshiei, Behen would mean in all four. That means all four have to possess one Revius, a Kais Yofet. So the Gemara said, no, each one of the four has to possess a Kais Yofet. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. Because Ali, Rekter Ashbam of Rashi, V'loi Bereise Stomach Toni, Tzori Shei Bohen. So, the Rashbam asks, Amor de Kekash and Rashi, if the Gemara and the Havim in the Hell, Tzori Shei Bohen means all four have to have a Kais Yofe, all four have to have a Revius, so why does the Bereise say different? The Bereise says, Kaises alolu tzorich sheyehei bohen kedei revius. Dalet kaises alolu. Mam is the same lotion, sheyehei bohen. So if the Gemara understood in Shmuel that sheyehei bohen means all four, so the Bereis also means all four. What's the kasha? Why did the Gemara assume the Bereis means each one has to have a revius? And Shmuel says all four. And Shmuel says all four add up to one revius. And Moses says, no, that's not Pshat in Shmuel. Account of you understand that that's Pshat and Shmuel, that all four have to have a Revius, that's a Taich Brahim. So who is in that Taich by the Bereise? So what is the Kasha? The Kasha, the Bereise is stomach tonic, Tershay Behem, Vikal of Rushinami, the Ben Kulon Koma. So what's the Kasha? That's how the Rashbam asks on Rashi. So it comes out according to the way the Rashbam brings down Rashi. So it comes out as follows. The Gemara and the Havim in the Hell, that Shmuel holds all four have to have one Revius. The Bereise says each one has to have a Revius. And so it's a stira from the Bereise and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel also means each one has to have a Revius. Now, if we look into Rashi, we'll see Rashi says differently the way the Rashbam brings down Rashi. Today Revius, Bein Kulon, so here Rashi brings down that the Bereise holds that there should a Revius Bein Kulon. Koshe Lishmul, the Oma Reuve Revius, Shmul said a Reuve Revius, the Hainu Kois Yofe. It should be Kedei Revius Bein Kulon. Kedei Revius Bein Kulon. It says, Bein Kulon, it should be a Revius. Kosh Lishmul, the Oma Reuva Revius. So, the way Rashi says, the Kasha was a different Kasha. The Kasha was, everyone held that we're speaking about all four. Now, the Shaila is, how much do all four have to have? So the Bereise says all four have to have one Revius. But the Gemara knew that the Bereise means all four. All four have to have one Revius. That means each case has a Reva Revius. And all four has one Revius. And what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that all four have a Reva Revius. So it comes out each case has 1/16 of a Revius. That's not the Gemara's Kasha. So according to the way Rashi says, we'll see Tosfos brings down the way it says in our Rashi. Rashi. So what was the Kasha? The Kasha was not that Shmuel, the way the Rashbam brings down for Rashi, that Shmuel speaking about, Shmuel speaking about all four and the Bereise speaking about each one. No, both are speaking about all four. But what do all four need? How much wine content do all four need? So Shmuel said, the wine content of all four is a Arayi V'Revi'is. The wine content of all four is a Arayi V'Revi'is. That's a Kaish Yofe. A Kaish Yofe is a quarter of a Revi'is Yain and three quarters water. And that's all four. So it comes out each Kaish has 1/16 of a Revi'is. And the Baraisa says that all four have to have a Revi'is. So it comes out that each Kais has a quarter of a Revi'is. Now, the way Rashi puts down the Kash over here, so it's not Shvedar Rashbam's Kash. That means the Gemara understood Bohen in both cases means all four. But what do all four need? Shmuel says all four need Kedei Mezigas Kais Yofe. That means all four add up to a Reva Revi'is plus three quarters of a Revi'is Mai. And the Baraisa says that all four need one Revi'is. So it's a Stira. So what does the Gemara answer? Och Igersin and Mai Kais Yofe the Koma Shmuel. L'chol Chad V'chad Avakul Revi'is. No, Shmuel is speaking about one. Shmuel means each one has to have a Reva Revi'is. So all four have a Revi'is. So the way it says in our Rashi, L'cheiret Nashver, the Rashbam's Kashe. It's a legitimate Kashe and a legitimate Teretz. V'kel, the Gemara was Medamek Behen, means in both cases all four. And here it says all four need in Shmuel it says all four need a Reva Revi'is, and the Bray says all four need a Revi'is, and the Gemara's Mechadish, no, that Shmuel means each one needs a Reva Revi'is, so all four need one Revi'is. Let us see Taisus. Va'at amrit kidei mezigas kois yofe. Is svarev de garsi, mai kidei mezigas kois yofe. We'll see, this is Rashi's girse. Is svarev de garsi, mai kidei mezigas kois yofe, l'chol echot v'echot. That each one has to have a rei v'revir. L'fize, so now Taisus explains, like our Rashi. Sal kedaitach the makshim, the mezigas kais yofe, the komar Shmuel, bein kulam komar. Shmuel held that all four has to have a mezigas kais yofe, which means that the reva revi is yain. The hainu reva revi is haluk, u bereise ktoni, and the bereise says that all four need revi is haluk. Yain chai. Bein kulon, and each one, revius alug yayin chai bein kulon, revius lechol echot vecht. That's how Rashi left. Baho diktoni echot mozuk. It says echot mozuk, so lechire, so what the stasis means to say, so, The Baraisa says as follows. Kaisis will also sheben kedei revius. He has to have a revius. Echot chai. He can have a revius. All four can have one revius of yayin chai. The echot mozuk. So lochoire, then would, pshat the Baraisa would be that all four can have one revius mozuk. So then it'll come out that if four have a reva revius yayin, and one will have 1/16. So that's mamish like Shmuel. So wait, what's the kasha? The Baraisa says, echot chai v'echot mozuk. V'sprechst du ha-kasha from the halbe Baraisa. The Baraisa says that all four need a revius. A revius of what? Echot yayin chai. So that means if the kaisis are of yayin chai, some emela undiluted wine, so then it comes out that all four kaisis are one revius yayin, and each kais is a quarter of a revius, a reva revius yayin. Fine. That's not like Shmuel. But then the Baraisa says, ve'echod mazuk. But if it's yayin mazuk, so then all four equal one revius yayin mazuk. Which that's what Shmuel says. That all four, if it's yayin mazuk, so then all four can be one revius yayin mozuk, so each kais will be 1/16 of yayin chai, that's mozuk. So it's mamish like what Shmuel said, so vaita was the kasha. Oh, diktoni echod mozuk, loy shedai be revius mozuk. No, the price doesn't mean that it should be a revius mozuk, ela kloima. Echod yochel lishtoisai mozuk. That means this Revi, you need a Revius Yayin Chai for all four. You need at least a Reva Revius for each case. But now the Baraisa says, how can you drink it? That's the Shir. The Shir, the Baraisa says as follows. Dalit Kaisers also Shemekedei Revius Echot Chai. It says the Gemoralim Shat that you need a Revius when it's Chai. When you need a Revius of Yayin Chai. And the Echad Mozug means that this amount of wine can be drunk chai, and it can be drunk Mozug also, you don't have to drink it chai. But the Kom Echad Mozug, why should I be revised Mozug, ala kloime Echad Yochel Ishtoisei Mozug. You're permitted to drink this revius, this Reuva revius in each case Mozug, the Kalmi Komokim, bereise loy mairi elo bechai. But the Braise is saying the amount of alcoholic content of the four cases has to be one revius yayin chai. But you could drink it. You could drink it too, if you could drink it chai or mozut. Ach koshe, frektoisves, eich hoya sover hamakshe, desagi lekulu bemeziges kais yofet. How did the Maksha understand Shmuel? Shmuel said that the Gemara understood Pshat and Shmuel, that all four koises can be equal to one Mezigas Kois Yofa. That means all four koises added up is a Reva Revius Yain and three quarters Mai. That's all four. So each kois comes out is how much each kois mitzavatsmi is a Reva Revius of Yain Mosk. Vektach toisves, bo ika bahani arbo koisais, koishal broche, shehu kois yofa. Vektoisves, amoyra dike kashe. Vektach toisves, the lotion of kois yofa means koishal broche, koishal birchas hamozen. So how could the Gemara have a havamina that Shmuel means that all four koises added up are equivalent to one kois yofa, and each kois is a roi varevies? One of the Dalit Kaises is Kaisha Bichas Amoz. So you have, one of the Kaises has to be a Kais Yofa. One of the Kaises has to be a Kais Yofa. So this Kais itself needs a Revius Mozuk. Reva Revius Yain and three quarters mine. So how Katsum could ever have a meaning that Shmuel holds that all four can be equal to Mezigas Kais Yofa? So the beautiful teretz from the Rishash. So the Rishash, taken to, we had Taisus before. Taisus, Arachmedav Kufayim at Beis. Taisus is, the most Shmamina Brocha Tuna Kais, the Bichas Amoz in the Stone Kais. So Taisus has a topic, what is Pshat that you need a Kais? Is it Afilu when a Yochid benches you need a Kais? Or Dafke when there's a Zimma? Taisus has a topic. So Taisus has a Tzad to say, but if a Yochid also needs, that's one mahalach. Then Taisa says, could be no, the Yochid does not need a kais. So Taisa says, so watch out to a Bichas Amozen to the kais, when there's a Zimun, then you need a kais. So Taisa, according to this pshat, the Gemara says later, that on each kais, you do a mitzvah, and on the kais lishi, you bench. The Gemara, Shmami no Bichas Amozen to the kais. I Bichas Amozen to the kais. And with the Gemara, no, could be Birchas Amozin, doesn't need a kais. But they were Mesakin a mitzvah with each kais, and they were Mesakin Birchas Amozin on the third kais. But really, Birchas Amozin doesn't need a kais. Now, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? The Havamin of the Gemara, Shmami no Birchas Amozin to the kais. The Gemara and the Havamin, they learned that from this our mission you see Bichas Amozin to the Kais. Like the Kais is, if you'll say that only a Zimun needs a Kais, no one holds that a Yochid needs a Kais. Look, the Din of Dalat Kais was said a fellow by Yochid also. So how do you learn Pshat in the Gemara, Shmami no Bichas Amozin to the Kais? We're talking about a Yochid. A Yochid Zichid doesn't need a Kais. So Tais says, Pshat the Gemara is as follows. That Shmami no, that means this is Zichid a new takone. That a Yochid makes a Bichas Amozin, okay, that's how Dalat Kais. That's Gmanu.
The Gemara said like this, if there's such a musik, that Bichas HaMozin sometimes need a kois by Zimun, the Mamela said they were misakin, the kois lishi al Bichas HaMozin. It's not the din Bichas HaMozin. But on Kaponim, there's such a musik, that Bichas HaMozin tun the kois, so by the Dalit koises were misakin that the third kois is kois al Bichas HaMozin. But if Bichas HaMozin never needs a kois, so they should be misakin. They say Bichas HaMozin on a kois, it's Mozin. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, no, not for PK. But on Kaponim, so Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara that it could very well be that the din kois that there is on Bichas HaMozin by the Dalit koises, which is applicable also by a Yochid, that's not the din of Bichas HaMozin to the kois. The whole din of Bichas HaMozin to the kois is only by Zimun. Now, if it's such a musig that by Zimun is to the kois, so Memela, we were misakin the Dalit Koises by that a Yochid also has to say his Bichas HaMozin ala Kois. But the Bichas HaMozin we say by Dalit Koises by Yochid is not the din of Bichas HaMozin to the Kois. It's Me'ain that din, but it's not that din. So Memela tainet the Rishash beautifully, so he says like Bezoi, if the Yesod that we're saying Bichas HaMozin ala Kois is midin Dalit Kois, not Bichas HaMozin to the Kois. Bichas HaMozin to the Kois is after by Yazimun. The Mishnah says Afilo Ayochit says Bichas HaMozin ala Kois. So Al Kolchoch, this is not the din of Bichas HaMozin to the Kois. This is the din Dalit, and the Dalit Kois has to be said. One of the Kois has to be said on Bichas HaMozin. So if it's a din in Dalit Kois, and Shmuel said Dalit Kois, the minimum shear of Dalit Kois is Aroi Varevius, that's what Shmuel said. So the Kois of Bichas HaMozin will also be Aroi Varevius. Like Tachtoisvist, Bichas HaMozin, it needs a Kois Yofa. Yeah, that's the din Bichas HaMozin to the Kois. When there's a Zimun, that Bichas HaMozin needs Taka Kois Yofa of a Revius. But we're not speaking about that. That's what the Rishash wants to pamper. If we will assume that Bichas HaMozin ain't a tuna kois, so the whole kois is only mitad the din dalit koises, then taki don't need a din of kois yafet. Berashbam nami hikshe, aloi bereises tomikton. Now, Tosfos brings down the Rashbam. Now we had mentioned that Rashbam's kasha only makes sense in the Rashbam's girsa. The Rashbam learned pshat in the Gemara's kasha that the Braisa holds that each one needs a revius. Shmuel says that each one needs a roiva revius. Gemara is the kasha from Shmuel on the Braisa, from the Braisa. So the Gemara says Shmuel also means each one needs a revius. That all four need one revi. So the Rashbam asks, just like you understood in Shmuel, that Bohen means all four, so the Brais also says Bohen. That was the Rashbam's peretz, that was the Rashbam's kasha on Rashi. But the way Tosfos brings down, Rashi's pshat, so it's a different kasha in Gansan. The kasha was that the Shmuel says that all four need a roiva revius yayin. And the Beraisa says, all four need a revius yayin. That's the kasha. So we passed to the Rashbam's kasha, Rashbam namihiksha Beraisa stomach ton. That's the Marsho's kasha, and how does this bring down the Rashbam? So the Marsho says that Tosfos means to say, the Beraisa says, Echot Chai ve'Echot Yoshan. So Tosfos says, the Makshin that learned Pshat, the Gidira Revius of Yayin Chai, in Echot Chai ve'Echot Mozuk. Now when it says Echot Mozuk means it can be drunk Mozuk, but the Shir has to be a Revius of Yayin Chai. Rektor the Rashbam, who says that that's Pshat? Maybe it means the shear could be if it's Yayin Chai, need a revius of Yayin Chai. If it's Yayin Mozuk, you need a revius of Yayin Mozuk. That means all four together add up to one revius of Yayin Mozuk. That's mamish like Shmuel. That's how the Basho explains the Rashbam, that Tosfos brings down the Rashbam's kash. Maybe the Baraisa holds by Yayin Mozuk, it's sufficient. So you have one revius of yayin mozik for all four. Lekach nire, so Taisa doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Kach nire kesvorem de garsi idi ve idi chad sheyurehu. But, verkehrt, the Gemara had a half a minute that Kais Yofa and the Kedei Revius are two Shiron. The Kedei Mezigas Kais Yofa is a Reva Revius. Halug Yayin Chai lechol Echot Kedei Shiyei Revius ima Mezigas. That together it becomes a Revius. That's the same Shiron. Each case is a revis, that's what the Baraisa says, and Shmuel also means that each case is a revis. Ochinami Meire Baraisa, the Matzacha revis, im amezige. That's what the Baraisa also says. Metchilo yourself, the Makshin held the Matzachin in Yain Chai, a revis, a log, lechol echad vecho. The Havamin of the Gemara was, that pshat in the bereise is that each kois has to have a revius. Mozu gashti a koi, that you could drink a kois of a revius, that's mozu. That means you can add another 3 parts mayim to it if you want. But the Gemara I have a minute that the bereise is telling us that each kois has to have a revius of yayin chai in it. V'loy ha-reviyis te-bereis, av'l'abosu de-shoni, koi shaper ha-reviyis. But the Gemara's maskone is that tzakert koi shiofe and reviyis is the same thing, so that's what the Gemara's machadish. That mozug is going on, that you could have a reviyis of yayin mozug. Let us skip over the next chaylik. The Taisus is just going into a sugi in Masechta Shabbos, which without going into the sugi, won't appreciate what Taisus is saying side by side. So let's go to the next Gemara.
Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Zorich Sheyehei Boi Tam Umarev. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the wine has to have a mare, has to have a tam. The Gemara before said the Tana Kamel, it could be chodosh. Chodosh, the Rashbam said, means it's cholosh. Shein boi tam yain. I mean, it's not strong. It's a schwache wine. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be a strong wine, and it has to have a mare yain. Omarove my time the Rabbi Yehuda, the chsiv al teire yayin ki yis ade. Let us see Rashi. Al teire yayin, al tachmoid liyais rogel boy ki yis ade. It means the yayin, the superior wine, which is red, which has a mare. So, al tachmoid liyais rogel boy. Shlomo Melech is telling us that even though it's noel lemare, al tachmed li yisrogel boy ki yisade. Mechlal di yayin nami mare boy. That means that it seems from the posik that that's the characteristic of wine, and you shouldn't be influenced by this characteristic, the noel lemare. The taima nami boy, the pasuk says later you should not become shikas of ice toys. Time of that means it has to be strong. So the pasuk tells us the milus that yayin has, and a person should run away from them. The milus is a mare, which is moishik, which is desirable, which one is a schaimet for the mare. It has a strong taste also. That's the milus of yayin. So I say, so whenever you need yayin, you need these two milus. That's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Al teire yanki is adim ochi maise ekros ek toises lachshivis yayin odin. B'meich aperis pesh rashbam os maise lagriyusa. B'sham mefurish. Tana rabo. Hakel kayovin ba'arbo koises halolu. Echad anoshim, ve'echad noshim, ve'echad tinoikis. Everyone is mechuyev in balad kaisis. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi ma te'eles yesh l'tinoikes b'yayin. Rabbi Yehuda asked, what te'eles do t'inoikes have from yayin? Ela mechalkelen kloyes v'goizim b'ye v'girse in the Gemara b'erev Pesach, but the Rishonim, we don't see this girse. The Rach says, chalkem t'inoikes kloyes v'goizim k'dei shi yishalu. Pashtus is l'il Pesach. Kedei she yishalu. Chena yirab talf and oise, sho yimachal klois v'knoizum t'noikis, kedei, this gears is kedei she yishalu. Shlo yishnu v'yishalu. Okay, so l'chei rabis is the Erev Pesach, this is not put down, the rib also was in Geiris, Erev Pesach. Now, we hear here a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakame, if Tinoikis are Mechuyev in Talit Kaisis. And the Kama says the Mechuyev, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechimata Elish Yeshu Tinoikis B'yayim, but not Mechuyev, a Mechalkelem Klois. There's a few Eifanim how to learn Pshat in the Gemara, the Machlokes. Rabbi Nedav, it will come to the Rashbam Pshat, let us say, the Val, two other Pshat. The Rabbi Nedovitz says Pshat, and Daran also seems to learn that Pshat. But we're speaking about Tanoike Shigil Lachinach. Talking about Yigil Lachinach? No, Yigil Lachinach. So the Tanakama says that, if Yigil Lachinach, so you have to be Mechanach them in all mitzvahs alayla, in Matzah, Morris, and Mechanach them in Dalit Kaisis also. That is the Lashna of the Ben Yedovit. V'anochin, shetana kamo yematzrich talit koisis k'dei l'chamcha. K'moi shemechancha noisam b'shal mitzis. Rabbi Yehuda svirelei, dekiven, she'ein nenin usmeichin b'yayin, ve'ein lohem derech cheres. Rabbi Yehuda said, there's a mitzvah of talit koisis, but that we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam says, the whole union of talit koisis is the union of chayv odom laharish es atzme kilu yotzom im mitzrayim vakert atzad derech heres atrink vayim. So a person that the wine is poil in the shoyse, that he's besimche, he's nene, it's a derech heres, so that's the tzuras ha-mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah. A tinnik, it seems that a tinnik that's lav bar das, so memele, he's not nene, he's not misameach, he might get silly. But al kaponim, that's not simcha, that's not hano, that's not chedet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, matay elis yeshlo tenoikis b'yayin. What are you going to accomplish? So the Rabbi Nedovit says, v'kavonosei loimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, shlo higiyu l'chinuch l'kach. So he said, higiyu l'chinuch, the 9-year-old, the 10-year-old, good. For brochus, higiyu l'chinuch, for all things, higiyu l'chinuch, but for drinking, why it's great, higiyu l'chinuch. Remember, they once asked Rashiva Rabbi Yankim Zachainel of Rocha, what's the Shir Chinuch of Ner Chanukah by a cotton? He says, if you can trust him with matches, that's the Shir Chinuch. Because when you can't trust him with matches, it's like Gil Chinuch. Now, that's the Shir Chinuch is that, you have to be able to trust him with matches. So the Rabbi Nedovit says, Shekol mitzvahs zman chenucha yuk shegia, sheyeda lasoy soy kemoy shei. You should do the mitzvah the way it should be done. When he's drinking dalit koises, there's no cheres over here. There's no hano, there's no simche, there's no cheres. I'm a mele. So matay elis yesh latinoikis b'yayin. A very lomdishe machloikis, it would seem, according to Rabbeinu David. The Tanakama held that, daftan de tzuras ha-mitzvah. If you have the accomplishment of poil yoitze, it's not a parsha, but you have to do the tzuras ha-mitzvah. And the Maisa Mitzvah without the Tzur. And Rabbi says, no, the Odin Chinuch is only if the accomplishment of the Mitzvah comes with the Maisa Mitzvah, then there's Odin Chinuch. God, with this Ran, the Nemai Adim is Manim, Chelek Beis, Imen Kuf Tzadik, Ois Aleph, Bahagor, wants to say Pshat in the Goin and the Megillah. The Goin and the Megillah says Pshat and Posik as follows. Bimei Purim ha'elu lo yavru mitoich ha'yehudim. Vizichom lo yosuf mizahom.
So it's very interesting. The first half of the Pasuk speaks about the Yehudim. And the second half of the Pasuk speaks about the children. Zok the Goyin as follows. V'yimei Purim ha'elu, what, pshat, Yimei Purim, it's Purim is Yimei Mishte v'simche. Lo yavru mitoich ha'yudim. The G'doylem have to be Mekayim Mishte v'simche, not the K'tanim. V'zichom, but Kriyas Megillah, lo yosuf mizarom. Mikra Megillah, that's the K'tanim oichetom. Mishte v'simche, there's no din Mishte v'simche. Akerza, the Ma'adam is Ma'am, that's Ma'amish like Rabbi Yehuda, akerza. Mishte v'simche, k'tanem alaba, mishte v'simche. So that's mitoich ha-yehudim. Or mikre megillah, that's zichrom ha-yosef mizar. That's one way to learn pshat in the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Kolman Esano on the Rosh, he doesn't say it so as I close the Dvar Shmuel on the Tadik Tesam at base, brings out the Kolban Asano, he says it a bit with a knech, that the Tanakame also knew that Talit Kais is pasnish by Tenoikis. I mean, this svore that the Ran says, as a pasnish, and not nene, not the Samech, he also knew this. But the Tanakame held, but there's another mitzvah halaylo. This mitzvah is Kadeshi Yishalo at Tenoikis. You do dvorim matmiim, and to get them interested. So the Tanakama held that the Tanakama held that you should gakol chayovim ba'avakoises ve'echot tinoikis kedei sheyitmu atinoikis. Because let's use these dalet koises. They never gave him a kois in his life. When the Tata mach kiddush again, siyo, come, he gets a little of the kiddush. But to give him a whole kois, that's muimdik. So memele, so the Tanakama held, so the halacha of Dalit Kaisis is, we should use the halacha of Dalit Kaisis for Tinoikis, not of the Din Dalit Kaisis, also Pastelnish, or but of Kadesh Yishalot Tinoikis. And Rabbi Ravida says, Chimatel Sheshla Tinoikis says, the Din Dalit Kaisis, Matel Sheshla Tinoikis, there's no Din Dalit Kaisis. No, boss, you want Yishalot Tinoikis, so give them a Goizim. What's that to give them Dalit Kaisis? If the Mechuvan is Yishalot, Yitmu, give them a Goizim. That's the second mahala. But he's learning pshat is going by loy higiyah lechinuch. Loy higiyah lechinuch. No, I'm sorry. If it's not like the Ran, it's speaking about loy higiyah lechinuch. So if it's loy higiyah lechinuch, so they're part of dalit kaisis or dalit kaisis. No, we should, because it's lehigil lechinuch, but we give them dalit kaisis als kadeshi yishalom. Not because yain is not good for them. No, it's lehigil lechinuch, so they're part of a dalit kaisis, but we give them dalit kaisis kadeshi yishalom. The din yishalom we see from the Rosh is afilu by lehigil lechinuch. He's going to ask a kasha, mazois. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if there's no din of dalet kaisis, yishalo, give them kloyes in the geizim. Now let us see the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, ve'echot tinoikis, shegam heim nigalu. V'chima te'elis yeshlo tinoikis, aloi pturim min ha-mitzvah. So dachsach mir, the Rashbam learned like the Rosh. That it is speaking about loy higi lechinuch. Speaking of neikish lagi lechinuch. So therefore, and that's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda's kasha. B'chimat el shesh neik alei pturim in ha-mitzvahs. What pshat? It's loy higi lechinuch. So why should they do it? So the Tanakama held ve'echoti neikish shegam heim nigalu. They were nigal. So al fate the mechuyit. Now let me elaborate one more second on the Rashbam. Daksim will be very gishmak. Rashi in Mesechta Sukkah, that Beis Amid Beis, explains what is the inyan of chinuch. What is the inyan of chinuch? So Rashi says the inyan of chinuch is kidei lahargil atinik, so he should be murgil in mechunuch. So what does that mean? That means like this: that you take a yingle that knows how to make nanuyim. He's a chveis, he's 6 years old, Yedela Naneya is over the Kainalay, the Dalad Minim. So the when from 6 years old till bar mitzvah each year he makes nanuim. There's no mitzvah on him to make nanuim, but 6 years practice he has. So be bar mitzvah, that's a mitzvah, it's a mach and nanuim. So the purpose of the chinuch is not l'shaita, he's potem in a mitzvah, but we want when he becomes bar mitzvah, he should know how to make nanuim. Now you should start teaching him now to make nanuim. So that's the gedder of chinuch. Chinuch is, he should be mulgul. So that's why you need a cotton that's a year l'chinuch. That means he understands what he's doing. You taught him when he's 6 years old, so he'll remember already he was a barda, so he'll remember, he'll know how to do it. So the nanuim that you make with a 6 year old will eventually help for a bar mitzvah bocher. He'll remember already that you make nanuim, how to make nanuim, to make nanuim. That's if he's a bar chinuch. What if you can make nanuim with a 2 year old? The nanuim of a 2 year old is a galechter. When he'll become a bardas, he still won't know how to make nanuim. So there's no tayeles in doing a mitzvah with a loy higil lechinuch because he won't become mulgul saivasai. There won't be any regilis with his asiyah. So memele, so this was the machloikis, this is the machloikis, the Tanekame and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanekame held so that to give him dalet kaisis, that he should know when he'll be a godel to drink dalet kaisis. This 2 year old will never, from this drinking of 2 year old, that never will help when he becomes a godel. So there's no din chinuch, there's no din regilus to be margalim. But the Tanakhama said shigam heim nigalu. But here there's a new mechayev. The din dalet kaisis was given on all the nigalim. Here, a cotton is mechuyev not out the din chinuch because he should become mulgal later. The 2 year olds were nigal, so whoever was nigal is chayv and dalat kaisis. The dalat l'shayne shall gulve. That's the svar. So the time it comes, that a meir the kalamdish svar that dalat kaisis is not tolly in shiur echinuch. Zoktem Rabbi Yehuda v'chimata yelus yesh lo tenoikas loy p'tur min mitzvah. He says, what shot is this? Te'eles mulgal v'etad achonish v'er. So leigil echinuch. The stam is putting a chiyuv on him. Where do you see such a din? That a cotton is a bar chiyuv? That never is. That is nigolo, but you can't put chiyuv on a cotton. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rabbi Elezer Oymer Choytin Matzais Belele Psochem Beshvil Tinoikis. We'll see there's a girse shalo yishno, or kidei she yishalo. Only in the pshotim and chaytze matzah. Tanya omru olav al Rabbi Kive, miyomov lo yoma higiye eis lamid bebeis hamedrish. Rabbi Kive was never mamid the beis hamedrish. They were busy learning. He never told them to stop learning. Chutz mi alvei psochim ve'erev yom ha-kippur. Ba'arvei psochim, b'shvil tinoikis, kedei shelo yishno. Erev Pesach, he was mevatel the beis medrash, that the tinoikis, kedei shelo yishno. Ba'arvei yom ha-kippurim, kedei shiachilu es b'neim. I once said, we see al koponim, how the bein hazmanim of Chazal look. By us, when it comes to Chodesh Nissan, it's bein hazmanim. It was a packed beis medrash b'zman Rabbi Kiva erev Pesach. And you needed a Rabbi Kiva to give a patcha from Bima. Rabbi said, we have to stop learning now. Atoyot Eiske cooked the beis medrash from Rabbi Kiva. Nechtik Teire, we'll see a machlikas Rashi in Teisvis yet. Not so poshet if he was takke mevatel the Seder erev Pesach or he was matel the night Seder. We'll see a machlikas Rashi in Teisvis. Zogt der Rashbam. Kloyois, koli, that on the Gemara before, koli mechitim yeshonim. You have roasted alter chitim. The chodosh osar adayim belayla rishin shel Pesach. It seems the Rashbam, the normal koli, which is mentioned in the Torah, is l'chayra on fresh shibolim. He used to roast them. Here it can't be fresh shibolim because it's chodesh. So they gave them kloyes of alter shibolim. In mekaymis yesh bisporat shemiyavshem chitzim yeshonim b'machvas al gabiyo v'oichlo noisim imagoyzim b'kinuach sude b'pi rabbeinu shmur lachosim. וגם במשנה מוצאים קלויס מחיתם ישונים ושנויים במסכת תרומה. אגב גרורה דסנן סו תרומה טהירו שנופלו לפוחס ממי החולן טמאים is tiraim, so v'tisoreis. So you have to take out a saw, and you burn the saw. Rabbi Lezer oima, tale v'tei ochel, mikudim, oikloyeis, oitolosh p'mei peres. He said, as long as you're not, it's eaten in a way that it won't be mekabel tume, that the trume will not be mekabel tume, that means either you're losh b'mei peiris, or you're not losh at all, you roast it, cloyes, so then it's permitted to be eaten. Even though this chulun tmei. Choytvin matzeh, b'leilei psochim. So, the first pshat in the Rashbam, these are two pshotim in Rashi. Magbiin esa ka'ore, Bishvil hatinoikis, that's lachayre the whole lachma anye, sheyishalu, so the girs is not shelo yishnu, no, kedei sheyishalu, that's a kerti, yes, ma fang ton, whole lachma anye, made of the kore. Ve iste meforshi, choytvin matze, oichlin mahel, you eat quickly. We'll explain this a little later, what this means, oichlin mahel. Shnei l'shoineis halolu pirish rabbeinu. V'yesh gersim, mitzvois, magbiyin, my Gemara says mitzvois with two voven. That makes sense. Choyt v'yesh gersim mitzvois, magbiyin es ha-ko'oro, sheyesh bo matzo, u'more, u'beis tavshilin, so Mamele, but this is more or less the first Mahalach. No, the Girsa is not Matzah Mitzvahs. The Linire, that's more or less Rashi's Pshat. The Linire, Choytvin Misalkin Es Alechem Miyadatinoikis, Shaloi Yishnu, Shaloi Yishonim, not Shishalu, no, Shaloi Yishonim Mitoich Machal Harbe, that means it's speaking about, it's by the Nacht von der Seder. No, the Yingel, the Tinnik is eating some matzes. So he's eating, and he has a good appetite, and in the middle of his eating, before he's able to eat enough to satisfy his hunger, so why do you do such an achzoris dikepula? Because if he'll become zat, so Mamela, when a tinnik is zat, so he falls asleep. There's nothing missing there, so then he'll fall asleep. Aval achshav kshechoytchem mehem lo yishnu, that they won't fall asleep, they're hungry. B'yishalu, kloima lo yishnu, they won't fall asleep, shloi ochlu kadei sovon, because they did not eat enough. B'yishalu, kshiyiru ashinuyim. That means not the choytvin is according to the first pshat, the choytvin is a sibe for the yeshalu. You say holachmanyo, so you ask why you're lifting up the matzah. That is a sibe from yeshalu. According to this pshat, choytvin is a sibe shelo yishnu. Why are we doing it? What's geitron as a kadesh yeshalu? Not later. When we'll make the shinuim, we should ask. This will be sleeping. He won't. We're doing all the shtick in vain. So that's why is chaytven kadesh lo yishnu v'yishalu. V'chein muchach loshena tesefta. V'sanya Rabbi Lezer ima. Chaytven matzer litinik kadesh lo yishe. Rabbi Yehuda, says close in sleep. Rabbi Yehuda ima mishmei afilu loy ochal elach hazeres achas v'loy tibalo paperes achas. Choytvin matzah letinik kadesh leyishan kloima goizla. Period. So that's we see from the Baraisa that that's pshat. The Rabbeinu Pirish, and Rashi says, shekein iker oisoi haloshen shepirashti, choytvin memarin lechel. You start eating your memarin lechel. So Rashi says, what's the right that this is the emes pshat?
Bediktoni hod Rabbi Kiva Basra. Because right afterwards it says Rabbi Kiva. So therefore it's a raya to that pshat. Let us stop over here for 1 minute. We'll come back to this Rashi. Let's go, let's learn the next, we'll come back to the Rashba. Let's learn the next Rashba. Chutz me'arve psochim, kidei sheyishnu estis, Rabbi Kiva never was mevatel the Beis HaMedrash, except Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Pesach, kidei sheyishnu atinoikis biyoim, v'loi belailo b'shas ha'godim. That they should sleep by day. So what's the Gilsa Estis? So my best is Kadesh Lo Yishnu. Kadesh Lo Yishnu. Psarashi seems as good as Kadesh Yishnu. That they should sleep by day. For Loi Belaila B'Shas HaGod. This is the Lashon of Rashi. Inami, this the Rashbam says, Kshema'akvin Ad HaLaila La'acha Shehichshich If they're going to stay over in the base medicine, stay over Adalai Lachashech Ichshech Yishenim Atenoikis. That means if they're going to start, they'll leave the base medicine when it's night already. So Mamela, they'll come home, they'll see everyone sleeping already. So Mamela, they cannot come home by the beginning of the night Seder. They have to be Mavatel, the second Seder, to come home by the second Seder. That says Kadei Shalo Yishna, that they shouldn't be sleeping when they come home, that they should be home right away. Now let us see Tosfos, and then we'll come back to the previous Rashba. Chutz mi'arvei psochim, hochi goris Rabbeinu Shmuel, that chutz mi'arvei psochim, but erev Pesach, they were mevatel the Beis Medrash. That means in the middle of the second Seder, it was mevatel the second Seder. Loi nehira, the otu layuch lolishin beloy avir. Why did the parents have to go? Why does the fathers have to go home? Der kashe dach sich mehr kemoichet verämpferen. It matters who the kids are, how strong the mothers are. Upon the vices by the Bali Toysis, and the mothers took care, they were neshei chayil, they could take care of the kids, take care of the seder, and so Toysis hata chateima, so why did the husbands have to come home? Some is a bit lo teire. And he never put them to sleep. The wife always put them to sleep. So why should he come out? He'll come home now. They'll see him. Tata, what are you doing home? They'll keep them awake. So that's Pshat and Tosfos Kasha. So let the mother put them to sleep. The Goyin says, Pshat and the Posek, Oymel Ove, Velimel Orisi, Ves Ochiv Lehike, Ves Bonov Loyodo. It's going on the Tamidah Chom, he never saw his kids. Ves Ove, Velimel Orisi. He went away to Beis Medrash to learn. The brother, he never recognized the brother. And this was born of Loyodo, Kishamu Mosecha Brischa Yinzairu. So Memele, so Otto Loyuchal Olishim Boloyavi, that's Tosfos Kasha. Vetam Sheini Shepirish Shema Yaakvu Ache Yechsha Arbe, in Kain Lohertz Richen Lamid Beyoin, Kin Balaila. Ketais on the Slipshan Rashbam, you're not Mevatel a second Seder. So as soon as it becomes the second Seder, end it, Zichtaf Menahem Gate. But in the middle of the second Seder to go home, you're afraid he might come home too late. You're not Moshe. Listen, this Arve Psochim, the second Seder is Mizmavatl. Lekach nire de goris lele psoch. Boy regilim bebeis hamedrish lele yontif. Help us to tzachdo. Not only wasn't there Benes manim, Erev Pesach Tosfos is fighting, you can't be Mavatl the second Seder. Now there was a third Seder, it's been a Nacht Seder, Erev Yontif. After Meir, what me weggesetzen gelernt. Regil, me beise me de Shlele Yontif, kedem Rino, meise bishimin, atemonim shloi bobe, lele Yontif, le beise me de Shlele. Le mochi mozer, ab yude ben bobe, why weren't you by the night Seder, Yontif? It was a night Seder. Oh! Rabbi Kiva is given a barrier. No night Seder tonight. You're gonna call him after the night Seder, then you can make a Seder. Then you're gonna have a sleeping household. No, there's no night Seder tonight. Al Kaponim, that is Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. So we have here three Mahalchim in Rabbi Kiva. Either Rabbi Kiva means you send them home by day that they should go to sleep. And that is Memesin what Rashi says. Rashi says, Pshat in Rabbi Kiva, Chutz mi arvei psochim, rashi shtei sheyishnu atinoikes biyoim, v'loi b'lai lo b'shas agoda. That's how Rashi learned pshat. Now, let us look at Rashi for 1 minute. Let's go back to the previous Rashi. V'yistu mefoshim choyt v'matza oichlen maya, v'zeh haloshen ikir, this is academic pshat, v'demaisi hoda rabeki v'bahado. So now, l'choyre, we have to understand what is the dimyan of Rabbi Kiva to the din of choyt v'matza oichlen maya. Choyt v'matza means you have to start eating early. We'll explain that soon. Rabbi Kiva says that you have to go home to make sure that the kids sleep by day. So l'choyre, how is it muchach that this is pshat and choyt v'matza? Now let us see the Rashba. Now let's come to the Rashba. The Rashbam says, the Rabbeinu Pirish, the Rashi said, Shekein Iker Oyser Loshen, Shepirashdi, Choit Vimemayel Echel, Midiktoni Od Rabbi Kiva Basro. So since it says Rabbi Kiva Vaisis, it's the same thing. The Iker Lemaimer, Zuk the Rashbam, could be my pshat is right. That Choit Vimatza means you don't let them eat too much at night. The Agav Gore, the Koma, Kadeshalo Yishon, that here Rabbi Kiva holds, Choyt v'matz kedei shelo yishon. That what? That you hop away from them, the matz shouldn't fall asleep. K'maisi nami la'ov, the Rabbi Kiva, the chay shelo yishnu. We see Rabbi Kiva is also chay shelo yishnu. Utrei mili ninu. It's two different things. The Rabbi Lezer, Ayri lachtoi min atanoikes acha shelo chumat kedei shelo yishnu. Rabbi Kiva Ayri, shetzorich l'mayel lasis aseida terem yishnu. Rabbi Kiva says, you have to be Memaya, Lassus Aseida Terem Yishno. So we see claw from the Rashbam, that Rabbi Kiva Zicha means you have to start right away. And Rashi understood Pshat, that's a Taish Choyt V'matza, also you have to start right away. So the Rashbam says, no, it doesn't have to be exactly the same thing, it could be Agav Grore. He does a Pulish Lo Yishno, he does a Pulish Lo Yishno. But I don't understand, Rashi himself says, this is Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Rashi says, Pshat and Rabbi Kiva, not Shetzorich Lamayel Lassus Aseida Terem Yishnu. Rabbi Kiva, that's more or less like Taisus Pshat, or the second Pshat in the Rashbam. Rashi's Pshat was, Rabbi Kiva speaking about another thing, that you have to go home to make sure that the Tinoikas sleep by day. Agav Uche, this Pshat, that Rashi says, Oichlin Maher. Bemison, this is the lotion of a machaber in Simen Tofayim Bey Sif Aleph. Mitzvah lemaher lechel b'shvila tenoike shalo yishnu, avoloye mekiddish ad shetechshat. That's the lotion of machaber. So the Mishnah Berurah says pshat. What is pshat? Mitzvah lemaher lechel b'shvila tenoike. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's so a very angular into pshat. Not so loyma, lezareis, Lassis HaSeder. It means you have to start making the Seder, by the way. Kidei Shelo Yishnu Atinoikes. You have to start making the Seder. It says Mitzvah L'may Lechel. So what we can try in Lassis HaSeder. Sheyedu. So when the Tinoikes will know Shelo Yishta Harbei Ad Achila, it won't take too long to eat because we started the Seder right away. So that means that they have something what to wait up for the eating. So memele, they'll ask manishtane. So that what the mechaber says, mitzvah lamayel lechel, does not, you don't take it kipshuta. It means you start to say the right away. And the tnaikis will know that, if you're starting to say the right away, eventually we'll be eating pretty soon. Because we started to say there already, so maybe they'll ask man nishtana. In Sharetzin, he says, you know why I said such a pshat? Tiyev sheloimer sheyikatzru ba'agode. You can't say pshat mitzvah l'may lechel, that we say, loch ma'anya, man nishtana, and thus, and we have to go to Yisrael, mitzvah l'may. We go through it in 10 minutes. The otter achilu hu ha'ike, that can't be pshat, mitzvah l'may lechel. So this is Sharetzin. The Epsha Oid Loima Ban Sharatini says another pshat. The Shapa Yesh Lamayel. No, okay. You have to make a quick, the first half of the Seder has to be quick. They bring from the Marbanel, Kalam Marbel, the Sapa, Bitsis, Mesamarais, and Meshubach, that's after the eating, not before the eating.
you should be Maya Lechel. Shapi Yeshla Maya, Ulegila de Moitzi Matze. They should get right away to Moitzi Matze. They should shallow out the Noikis La Moichla Matze. Shane Mesubin Babke, Bula Moichlan Mora. Faker, the Mukhuven is to get to the Rachila. Aber gab der Tikno man nicht an, was am Nonkem, ein Bekachlum, der Iker Ashaylo Beshashiroya am Meise Beino. So the Mishnah Berurah very interesting is Tuma Halchim in our Rashi, the Machaber, Mitzvah Lamay Lechel, does that mean, Taka, that you should be Mahadar, that the first half of the Seder should go quickly, that the kids should be up by the Shulchan Aruch? They should see the Seber and the Dos, the man nicht an, is nicht kein Iker. In the Mishnah, that's what he says in Shara Tzion. In Mishnah Brura, he says a Pesa, another Pshat. Tana Rabon, Chayv Odom, Vesameich Bono, Vabnei Beise, Beregol, Shnema Vesamachta, Bechagecha. Vameh Mesamchom, Haryi Mesameich, Biyayin. Have you done him? No. Anoshim Beroilem, Anoshim Beroilem, Anoshim Beroilem, Biyayin. Anoshim Bamai, Tony Rab Yosef, Bebovel, Bebigdei Tzevoinim. Eretz Yisrael בביגדי פישטן מגוהות. תניה רב יהודה במסי רואים, בזמן שבית המקדש קיים אין צמחה אלו בבוסו, שנאמר וזבחת שלומן, ואכלת שום ושמחת בני השם עליכך, ועכשיו שאין בית המקדש קיים, אין צמחה אלו ביין, שנאמר ויין ישמח לבב אנש. זאת דרשב"ם. אנושים ברוילם גמורי קומלו. זוג טייסוי. שנאמר ושמחת עתו ויסך תימא. תהי קרוג אבי מייסי שאין יקסיב. בפרש עשרי. ולאי מייסי קודר סיב בפרש עשרי גבי רגע. ושמחת עתו בינך ביתך. ישלוי מדיאלו ממייסי דרסיב בייסי בעד. יוואת תהי משמח אישתו. ידעת שבינג זה פוס. ארץ ישראל בכלי פישטו המגועות. אבל בבוב אלוהי בקים לגייץ. כדו מגיע את שלונו. Kibbush Shalom. The Giyat Zimbabwe was equivalent to Kibbush in Eretz Yisrael. Bemeh Mesamchoy B'yayin. Haynu Bizman Azeh. Abo Bizman Beis HaMikdosh Ein Simcha Elo Baboso. Baboso Shlomi. V'zovachto Shlomi V'chalto Shom V'samachto Teima. V'hai Kro V'har Eivol Ksi. Olai Maisi Kro V'samachto B'chagecho. V'ashini Menei B'chagiga L'Rabis Komeni Simchis L'Simcha Mikanom Yisrael Yosef D'Chevos B'Nador V'Nadovs. So, my male, why do you bring the posik by Har Evil? Yeshloime mishum dohoche behed yiksiv vizavachta shlomim vizamachta. Here it says klo that the simchis would zvicha shlomim. There is a ribui, kol mine simchis. So, yeitze with the domes of Sir, it says klo vizavachta shlomim vizamachta. Kveget sechens zu a beis Yosef and a yamshel shloime. The Beis Yosef asks, brings down a Loshna Rambam. The Rambam says, Vo'anoshim oichlim boso v'shoisin yayim. It says, Noshim is with begodim, Tinoikis is with kloyis ve'goizim, that's their simcha, and Vo'anoshim oichlim boso v'shoisin yayim. The Beis Yosef asks on the Rambam, Pama sugye, our Gemara says, Mora says, V'achshav shein beis amigdash kaim, ein simcha elo b'yayin. How did the Rambam get bosa? Yamshem Shloime says, Pshita dein simcha elo b'bosa. That's poshit. The simcha shiontev hi asu'ude. Loi nikra asu'ude li es loi leif toi v'simcha b'lechil es bosa. That's poshit nik bosa. Ob is man she beis amigdash kaim hoya oichlem sar shlomim. So then, you had B'sar Shlomim. Bo yomaspik lem simcha zu. The B'sar Shlomim brought with itself simcha. Afilu o yeshoisin mayim b'sar chasuda. That means that the you had a matzav of simcha through the B'sar Shlomim. So you could drink water. You don't have to drink yayin. Avol achshov she'ein lonu simcha shlomim. Ba'amigdash choret. Ba'or ve'kol simcha. So, Mamele, so even though the basics you have, you're eating basar, ain't simcha b'loi basar, but, the yontiv is mechayiv a greater simcha. Now it's a matzav of ovolon or kol simcha. It's ain't simcha l'beyayin. Now, you're not yoitze with basar alone, you need yayin. Adarabe. במה יסמך עצמוי, אם לא ישתה וישכח רשי, לסמויח, לפתח בשם, שיחזר השם אליי.